Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the AFC South Fan Battle Podcast. My name is Samantha Wernette. I am your host for this evening. Like always, you almost lost me, though, because like DeAndre Hopkins, I have too many baby mamas. And baby mamas, no drama, so I made it. But by the skin of my teeth, because, you know, I had to make sure I came on here and led these guys to, well, at least a couple of them, to their victory speeches for the evening. So let's introduce them. Representing, we'll start with the losers. Representing the Jaguars, we have Josh Allen.
Yep, that's me. That's why I'm here. My life is never-ending suffering, and most of that revolves around my football team, so...
Oh, felt that. Representing the Texans, we have Matt Briggs.
Look, I've been watching gameplay all day. I've been watching draft day. So, you know, Nick Caserio, take your notes from Kevin Costner. Let's go. Come on.
Representing the Colts. Representing Jeff Saturday. We have
the fighting Jeff Saturdays.
We have Harish Nukala.
The most like fucking best coach in the entire league. The only interim head coach in NFL history to never have experience and to win a game. Only this guy right here.
Well, I mean, he has the best winning percentage too as a coach.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to be the next host of like Good Morning America. He looks like one of those dudes. Right? Like, daytime TV talk show host.
He's going to be Kelly Ripa's next host.
Yeah.
He's got the highest.
He's got the name for it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got the highest win percentage of any Colts coach in the last 5 years.
Either that, or he looks like the next guy to star as the Phantom of the Opera on Broadway. Like,
and he'd still be winning if that was the case.
And representing the Titans, we have Leonard Firestone.
Yes, yes. Hey, it ain't always pretty, but a dub's a dub. And we still lead in the AFC South.
Ugh, poverty division. Listen, we are a poverty division. I don't care what anybody says.
If the rest of y'all would step up, y'all could, you know, be up here with the upper echelon of the league.
All you need is a Jeff Saturday.
We all need a Jeff Saturday. Okay.
We already got ours, Mike Vrabel.
Listen, I gave a shout out to Mike Vrabel last podcast. Okay, top mm-hmm. three. I will give him that. But listen, I don't know where I saw it, and I'm gonna have to find it. But I promise I'm not lying. There is some news outlet, and somebody posted it. Like, are they kidding? Like, somebody from the Jaguars fan base posted it. Like, they're joking, right? But some news outlet projected that we're gonna that the Jaguars, see, that's where the bias comes out, that the Jaguars could still win the AFC South.
Hold on. Let me just comment on that.
Even a Jaguars fan was like,
there is no way. There is zero chance in this universe or any other version of it where the Jaguars win the AFC South this year. Just, no. Whoever said that is dumb and never, ever listened to their
By the end of the show, I will find it. I'm pretty sure somebody posted it, the link to it on Reddit.
That person is trolling. They're not a serious person to be taken seriously.
That's why everybody believes the Jags are hooked up with meth. I mean, with those comments right there.
I'm not saying it wasn't true. The Jaguars fans were even like, what? But it was maybe Yahoo Sports or somebody. I'll find out who it was and I'll get back to you guys by the end of the show.
This is probably like burner account that says this and she's like trying to play it off as somebody else.
Right.
Listen, even my burner account wasn't that stupid. Okay.
But hey, Leonard, this is a comment for you. Jaguars made mayonnaise magical. Tennessee fans made it trashy.
There you go. Yeah. Just like the joke, what's trashy if you're poor, but classy if you're rich. I guess jumping in a tub of mayo is one of those. Yeah.
And Clint House said the Jags are going to win the Supper Bowl. We figured out who that fan was. It was Clint House.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one who wrote it.
Oh, that's the burner account? That's not shocking either.
Yeah. At all.
All right, Sam's guys, name so before the surgery. That's right. I'm Clint House. Transgendered. Well, listen. Oh God, don't cancel me. Listen. NFL news. There's not a lot. Giselle is dating a new man, and Tom Brady is going to take that out on the NFL.
Does Giselle Bundchen actually exist? Is this all just like one big PR ploy to like Giselle just keep Bundchen? Tom Brady's? Does she actually exist? Has anyone ever seen her?
Are you saying he's Mata Teo in us right now?
This is the most elaborate Mata Teo. You know,
kids are Mata Teoing us like they're not.
Yeah, bro, he rented those kids. Those are actors, bro.
You want me to do what? Kiss you on the lips? Sir, that's an extra $5.
Exactly. Okay, but it'll cost you extra.
$5. That's a little weird, but all right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
No, jeez.
That's weird.
Mean, she hasn't started dating Pete Davidson, so, I mean, who knows?
Brady is 2-0 since he divorced her. So
I'm about to say, I just think he finally got that off and handled and all that distractions done with. And now he's like just pissed off and he's about to get a win by any means. But that shit is, it's fun. It's fucking, she built a house across the street from him.
Right. Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, I've heard about Brady losing Valente. Millions in that crypto coin stuff. But did he really have like, did Brady really have $650 million in that? FTX,
he sounds like that kind of guy.
And you
he
know,
does, doesn't he?
I mean, he has that money just to throw around, so he probably did, you know.
And you know, I kind of heard something. I kind of heard something the other day too that like somebody was saying, and it's completely a conspiracy theory, but like maybe Tom Brady came back this year because he knew the divorce was coming, and he didn't want to have to pay her more, and it was going to be paying her less if he came back and paid with the job rather than banking on what his retirement was and everything else was going to be.
That's actually a pretty solid theory.
Yeah. They had it mapped out and everything. Like, I'd have to go find it and send it to you, but I was like, this is making sense the more and more he talks about it. I was like, that's making a lot of sense.
That seems like one of those believable ones, right? Like, there's like 98% of theories are bullshit, and that seems like a legit one.
I don't know. I feel like 2% are bullshit.
I just think Giselle is an elaborate PR stunt. I don't think she's real. I don't think she exists.
She's the whole theory, the conspiracy the whole time. Yeah. She is the conspiracy.
Well, also, it's not NFL news, but prayers out to the families of the football players at the University of Virginia. That was rough. Yeah. I think it was an ex-football player that went and shot three other football players.
Five. Three were fatal. Two are in serious condition, critical condition, fighting for their lives. So, you know, prayers to them. Never an easy subject. No.
And then, you know, that's rough. I don't know how to transition or segue from that, but prayers to those people and prayers to their families. But back to Tom Brady, because it all comes full circle. I played in Germany. That game was...
What a crowd that was. It was wild.
Was it really that good?
And can someone explain to me why the entire country of Germany are John Denver fans? I don't understand the whole country. They were singing Country Roads, Take Me Home. Like, bro, I don't think there's been a crowd in America to sing that song as hard as that crowd was singing that song, man. I don't get it. I don't understand. It was cool, but I was researching flights to Germany when I was watching that. I was like, dang, maybe I need to go to a game in Germany.
I think that's what the NFL wants in the London games, that type of crowd. Which sadly, I don't think it'll ever reach that potential. Because, you said, Josh, that crowd was amazing.
So, being a fan of like German sports, because I'm a big Bayern Munich fan, who happens to play at the stadium that this game is at. It's just they're really passionate about their sports in general. Germans are. They'll show up for anything and everything as long as you put enough backing behind it. NFL, yeah, there you go. Germans love American music. There are more Germans that are more into American football than there are English folks that are into American football.
Right.
Because the English folks, they're all about their Premier League, sucking that off over there. But the Germans, like, legit are big on, like, American football.
We need to all go to Germany next year and do a live stream from Germany.
I'm down.
All in person.
Send me to Munich. I will go to Bayern. I will go watch the Bayern match the Saturday before the Sunday game. I am there.
They stayed for hours after the game was over. See, I mean, that's.
I am down.
You can't.
I noticed they had like them big old. Everybody had a pitcher that was apparently their normal size of glass over there full of beer.
Of like Polliners, yeah.
It was awesome to see.
Just imagine the fights there. Oh boy, you think Americans could fight in the stands? Just wait until drunk Germans.
Man, Germans drink like they don't want to live. Man, they just.
Great. You say that, right? And it's probably true, but at the same time, you probably don't see like fucking drunk Germans like punching the shit out of each other.
But they probably don't. They're, you know.
They seem like happy drunks. The few Germans I've known, they always seem like they're just having a good time.
Did you guys mention the pitchers of beer?
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about now.
Sorry, I have a baby with the flu right now, so I had to step away for a second.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's back. The flu is back. But yeah, shout out to the people in Germany, man. They look like they had a great time, and I'm jealous that they had fun at a football game.
Yeah, what's that like? Does anyone know what that's like? I'd love to experience that one.
What's that?
They like. As the non-biased host, my experience is Jaguars games, and they play Welcome to the Jungle, and we all cry as they play Welcome to the Jungle. Welcome to the Jungle! And we're all like... I don't want to talk about it.
Same when they play Bulls on Parade by that one band. Us Texan fans do the same.
So. Cry too.
Yeah. Well, when at the Texan, when the Texans were playing the Jags in Jacksonville, and the Jags did something good, one few things they did, they played the song Bulls on Parade in the Jag Stadium, and I'm like, you idiots, they had one song you couldn't play this Sunday, and that was it.
Rage Against the Machine.
There you go.
The whole time Josh was talking, I'm like, wait, who is it again?
Yeah, I was like, who is that? Who? Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine. Go. Yes. Yeah. Well, speaking of crying and Jags games and stupid songs, Jaguars at Arrowhead, the loudest stadium in the NFL, and you could hear it on the TV.
And Tanner Doty's favorite team.
Yeah.
Tanner. Tanner Doty's favorite team and favorite fan base as well.
Right. Favorite city and stadium.
Listen, I said last week on the Jaguar that I thought the Jags were going to lose by 10. And lo and behold, here we are. They lost by 10. It's the same story it's been all year. They didn't get blown out. They didn't get the floor, they didn't get the floor mopped with them. They had a couple of critical junctures where they just couldn't get it done. They had a touchdown that was called back because Cam Robinson decides to run literally to the back of the end zone from his left tackle spot, like for just no reason. Like, what are you doing, sir? Like, just a couple other, and they started out slow too. They did the most Jaguar thing of all time. They did an onside kick to start the game. I don't know if you guys saw that. An onside kick to start the game. They recover the kick. Punt. And then I looked at everybody and I said, they're losing this game. And then they intercepted Mahomes and people were like, oh no, they're still doing good. I said, nope, they're going to lose this game. I said, you watch and see, they're done. That when they pull out these trick plays, like they're just, it's over with. But they started out just very poorly. The offense couldn't get it going. The defense couldn't stop Travis Kelce. The Jaguars not being able to stop tight ends is one of our many time honored traditions.
That. Yes.
And Travis Kelce just was doing what he wanted. But the most perplexing thing on defense was just the number of plays where receivers were just wide open. Nobody was around them. Like they just, I don't understand that. To this day, I just don't get it. Then we almost killed Juju Smith-Schuster.
I saw that.
He stole his body.
He did the fencing thing, and I was like,
yeah. And you hate that, right? Like, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. Like, it's a physical game. It's a violent game, but like, you don't want that for anybody. I do think that was a clean hit, though.
I don't think they called anything on him.
He hit him with his shoulder, right?
No, they still got him for targeting.
Yeah, they still got him for targeting. He didn't leave his feet. He did exactly what you want. He stayed on his feet. He ran through the guy's shoulder, his head,
lower his head.
Juju's head He moved his head to the side, really. Like, he didn't lower his head. It almost looked like he was trying to hit his shoulder on the other guy's shoulder, but it just happened the way that Juju Smith-Schuster's head bounced. His helmet whacked, the Jags player's helmet. And I don't know what to say. Like, everyone, you know, I go back and forth between I do think the Jags are better, but they're still not good. They're just not good. Like, ultimately, they're not winning. And, like, you can get better all you want, but if it doesn't result in wins, like, you know.
Let's do it.
But I will say.
Let's analyze this play. You ready?
All right, let's go. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Oh, Shannon, screen here.
Deep analysis. This is the sort of content you get on the AFC South Fan Battle Podcast.
There you go. All right, slow it down. Oh, all right. Now let's do it in slow motion. So let's go back a little bit. You want to kind of do it in, like, that's the other back, and the other back. Yes.
Yeah. I think they'll show a replay here in this day.
Yeah. Because, like, they're trying to make the game safe and everything, but I don't feel like this was malicious. I don't feel like he was targeting.
Look,
he
stays on his feet. He moves his head to the side and puts his shoulder out and pops the guy. What do you want him to do?
He took his head out the play, and not like that's what I also like with these refs is, like, you're also telling them to take their head out of a play constantly. That's their leading with the shoulder, but their head is still there, so it's going to happen, without trying.
In pads and a helmet, you can only move your head so far.
Exactly.
How's the rule interpreted? It's just like if you with the crown of your head going, if there's
any forcible contact to the head,
yeah,
is the way that the rule is written.
Forcible, right? I mean, that's like what is he supposed to do?
Yeah,
I feel like if he wouldn't have been so injured after the play, they don't throw that flag there.
Well, if you notice, like, too, they throw he
pops like up. Ducked. I don't think that's a penalty. Yeah.
Kind of like ducked. Yeah. If you watch, like, I'll play it back one more time. He, like, ducks down too.
She's your.
Well, yeah, he was prepared for a hit. He knew he was gonna get hit.
Sort of initiates the contact, right? Like, look at the very end here. He sort of initiates the contact himself. Schuster does.
Yeah, he lowered the shoulder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He lowers his shoulder. Right. Yeah, I don't know. Unless there's
if he doesn't lower his shoulder, it wouldn't have been. I mean, it would still have been a hard hit, but
it's one of those.
I mean, there have been penalties this year, even in Jags games, where it's a definite flagrant. Like, you didn't need to light the guy up the way you did, but in this one, it's just, you know, I don't know what you do with that. But, you know, bottom line for the Jags is. The offense got it together. They pulled back into the game. They just couldn't get it done. Trevor Lawrence had a decent day, but he also didn't have a day. That is the sort of game where you need your quarterback to come in and win the game for you and rally your team and get that offense going. And he just didn't.
Seems like in the end zone every game he's throwing over.
Yeah.
Over in the end zone every time.
Yeah, Christian Kirk had a decent game too. You know, finally looking like he's earning a little bit of that paycheck he's getting. They're just not enough. You know, the Jacksonville not enoughs is what I'm going to call them because, you know, no matter how well they play, it just seems to be not enough to get a win. So here we are.
Well, here you go. The Jacks will give you just enough hope to hurt.
Amen. Yeah. See, Cody knows what's up. Yeah. Well, that's why, when Sam asked me to be on this show, she gave me the email address for the podcast, and I sent an email and said, hi, my name is Josh Allen, and I've been in an abusive relationship with the Jacksonville Jaguars for a quarter of a century, and I'd like to come on your show and talk about it.
And Matt's like, he's hired. He's hired. Call him. Call his agent.
Bring him on now.
Sam, there will be no conversation, though.
So I hate to ask this question, but it's one I must ask. Next week, the Jaguars play. The Jaguars play the Baltimore Ravens. What is your prediction for that game?
I thought that was in 2 weeks. Is that this week or is that the week after?
Listen, we have a bye week and then we play the Ravens.
Oh, well, bye week by three and then Ravens
listen,
by 10.
Listen, I have not. I did Survivor this year and my weeks, football has been so screwed up. I can't keep up with it. Like, I put in my pick. Like, I picked the Cowboys last week in week 9. And they're on bye. But I was looking at week 10. Like, I'm ahead a week every week, no matter where I'm at. This is like
week 12 to me. Right? The Jaguars will find a way to take an L in the bye week. They will find a way to take an L in the bye week, and then they will actually lose on the field to the Ravens the week after. I think it's going to be another – I think it's the same – literally the same story. The Ravens are as good in some ways as the Chiefs, and I don't think the Jags can hang with them. And I think they're going to lose by 10. I think it's a, you know, like a 24-14 sort of a scenario. I just don't think they're going to get it done.
Do you think they're going to fire their kicker?
Who else are you going to get, though? The problem with the kicker is that there's nobody out there.
Josh Lambeau.
I mean, I would love for Lambeau to come back. I think that'd be great. But is he going to want to come back? He's like actively suing the team. Can you come work for a company that you're suing?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If you drop the lawsuit, you could.
I feel like we talked about this on an episode before. I feel like Josh Lambeau suing the Jaguars to make the Urban Meyer firing legitimate, because then they have a cause to fire.
And yeah, I don't agree.
Is that one of your conspiracy theories, Sam?
No, it's like just like real. So,
if Urban Meyer kicked me, I'd sue my employer too.
But
oh no, you're true. No, that's true.
Mama slapped you into next work week and forgot to slap you back. No, that would be baby mama, sir. That'd be baby mama. Yeah. Baby mama did that.
Yeah, I think the Jags lose by 10 to the Ravens. Yeah, I just don't think they're going to get it done.
Well, I hope they win the bye week for you and fire their kicker, since he missed two field goals.
We'll see. I don't know who else there is to get. Maybe Rodrigo Blankenship. You bring him in, see if he's, you know.
Yeah, better get that guy. That guy's great.
Yeah. but yeah, I don't know who you get there. It would be a very Jaguars thing to do, just to find a worse kicker than the one we have. Cut the guy that sucks a little and get the guy that sucks a lot.
Hey, weren't you saying that Jalen Ramsey's back hurt? Maybe they can ask him.
Yeah, has anybody checked on Jalen? You know, Rams aren't having a good year, and Jalen tends to have back spasms when his team isn't doing very well. So, you know.
That's somebody... Sam's favorite player, so she should know where he is.
Yeah.
I called him to see if he could play kicker for the Jaguars, and he told me that when his back felt better, he would think about it.
Oh, perfect.
So...
I probably didn't want to carry the franchise on the back again.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, hope you win your bye week.
We won't.
We win. We won't. Moving on to the other trash team.
Oh, I had to look up. I was like, wait, us already?
I was waiting to see which one she was talking
and
about.
And another. Hey. Newsflash, it's all of us. The Titans just get lucky.
No, they ain't lucky.
They're as shitty as the shitty.
Okay.
All right. Texans at Giants. Take it away, friend.
I mean, I feel like everything Josh said was about the Texans, but it wasn't. I mean, it's basically the same thing. Like, we had this game in hand so many times. Like, we could have won. But we didn't. So I'm okay with it, because Miami walked the floor with the Browns. So hopefully we get two top five picks. I'm ready for April. I mean,
you sound like a Jags commentator all last season.
I mean,
it's like the shortest.
True.
Did you see the NFL memes thing they came out where they made all the
quarterbacks?
Oh God!
Did you see what they did with Mills?
No, the long neck one?
Yes.
No, but did you see the one with Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
They said seven packs of beer and six massages?
Yes.
Oh, no. Where is this? I need to go look for this.
The worst one was the Trevor Lawrence one, though. It looked literally...
Like Trevor Lawrence.
It looked literally the same. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I think the caption on that one was like, we promise this one's filtered or edited or whatever.
Right. Promise this is edited. No comment.
These are the neck memes, right?
No, they're the quarterbacks as women memes.
Yeah.
It's on NFL memes. Yeah.
How many beers it would take to get to hook up with them or something like that?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's was like sober or something. Yeah.
I think Patrick Mahomes looked the worst out of them all. I don't know, maybe some other, but Patrick Mahomes had it bad.
Lamar Jackson's
was it bad too? Okay. I can only like why.
And the funnier one was this is Kirk Cousins with the wig. That was pretty good. But yeah, I'm ready for Pep Hamilton. Look, the whole franchise team fans of the team wants us to draft Bryce Young, CJ Stroud. I don't want no quarterback until we get rid of Pep Hamilton. He is a terrible offensive coordinator. I should have listened to Harris when he was telling me this the whole time. The dude is very vanilla when it comes to play calls. And
Oh my God. They did the coaches.
Oh, did they? Oh, God.
Yeah, it's even worse. That's even worse than the quarterback.
I can only imagine.
I have not
but,
seen
Davis Mills looked bad. Oh my Jesus! But this is like a setup for
Belinda.
Old, you know?
Belinda Belichick, Joan Harbaugh.
Oh no, Kelly Kingsbury.
Sober, and I'll let her call the Blaze.
Water. He said water.
Yeah, I'm not saying. Never mind.
Oh.
Concerning how many of these are sober.
That one looks off.
That's so-
Someone's meemaw.
Someone's meemaw. Oh no.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh my God.
That's awful.
It's so true though.
12 oh, beers though. That's a false right there.
Now, did they do Jeff Saturday or Frank Reich? I guess that's the
real question. God.
Donna Campbell.
Oh, that's it. That's great.
Funny.
3-4 Man. Locos.
Belinda Belichick looked like she wanted to talk to the manager. That's all
the Pete Carroll one with the Ellen DeGeneres. Got me.
No, that's
oh, dude, I'm trying.
I can't unsee that now.
But 12 beers? It's actually a little bit more than that. But all right.
Man,
fire to you.
That's funny. Good. All right. Sorry we had to take over your segment with
No, that's fine.
The Jaguars
are Texas
funny.
Fan, I need a laugh, so you're good.
The Jaguars are funny just talking about them. So we needed to up the ante because yours is just depressing.
All right. Okay, but Davis Mills first half looked terrible, but he started throwing the ball. I think Pep Hamilton quit handcuffing him. He had a touchdown to Brandon Cooks in the end zone, got called back for stupid holding. That's another thing that's been killing us is penalties in big-time situation. Every time we go to score a touchdown, we get a penalty. So we definitely need to fix that situation. But Damian Pierce, rookie of the year, NFL, he's a beast. I'm glad we picked him up. Couldn't ask for more. But, yeah, Pep Hamilton needs to be fired, and we need to draft Will Anderson. And I wouldn't be mad if we let go of Lovie Smith.
Is Pep Hamilton like 100 years old? That sounds like a name that hasn't been used.
No, bro, I think he's only like 52, 53.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I mean, Grandpa Pep here, you know.
He was the OC at Stanford when Andrew Luck was the QB there. And then he took a year off, and then he came in Andrew Luck's second year, and he was, you know, if Bruce Arians didn't already get him killed, Pep Hamilton got him killed even more.
Yeah, well, like everybody wants to bring that up too about how he made Justin Herbert and Andrew Luck, but they fail to realize the second year of that quarterback, their QB their QB ratings goes down, like, you know. Yeah, he is. He's a
Pierce.
Please get me out of here.
Yeah, the comment is Pierce running like he's trying to get traded.
He's only getting traded if he has 30 accusations against him, okay? So he's not going nowhere. He's stuck like Chuck. But, I'm ready to get Pep and get rid of Lovie Smith. I'm tired of the cover two defense.
I still say the best name in all of coaching is Jim Bob Cooter.
Yes.
That's a real guy that coaches NFL football, Jim Bob Cooter.
For the Jaguars, correct?
I believe so. He was at one point, you know.
What? I'm just hearing about that.
Yeah, man. Jim Bob Cooter. Jim Bob Cooter.
We play the Commanders.
There's probably a reason.
And we're going to lose that one by 8 points again, too, because we stay in every game, just can't pull the trigger to win it. So, but we lose to the Commanders next week at Washington.
Speaking of which, Commanders beating the Eagles right now.
Are they?
23-14.
Oh, they're kicking their field goal?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Bob Cooter is the Jaguars passing game coordinator.
Jim Bob Cooter, Jesus Christ. That guy was an offensive coordinator somewhere.
That makes sense why the passing game is looks like a bunch of...
looks like Cooters.
Well, with a name like that, he's probably usually passing the beer around, so he knows how to do it.
Trevor, pass Heineke this time.
Right, right. But, yeah.
No, not the Bud Light. Not the Bud Light.
But, yeah, I'm ready for it to be over with.
Well, thank you for that commentary and the laughs, Matt.
Yeah, thank you for bringing
thank you for some... the laughs. Thank you for the thank laughs you for bring... memes.
Right, I was about to say, thanks for bringing some laughter in my life. Because the Texans don't do it.
You're welcome. So now to more laughter. The ones that feel like they're elite, but they're really just leading the NFC South, which isn't really a feat because this is a poverty division. The Tennessee Titans.
We're number three in all of the AFC. It's not just the AFC South. We up here at the top of them.
Oh, here we go. Come on, Leonard Fournette. Let's talk about your one little win by 3 points against the Broncos.
It's not one little. Bro, y'all counted us out on 0-2, and we went on a 5-game winning streak.
That's because everybody else sucks.
No.
Yeah. three of those games was against the AFC South. You can't count those.
And then two of those three games
Give me coach. If y'all's teams would get their shit together, then maybe y'all could put up more of a little bit of competition and y'all would feel like this is a proper excuse to use. Wait. But it's not. Like, look, the Colts just beat. The Colts just beat the coach that's supposed to be coming off the Belichick tree. So how bad is these teams truly if they was able to go out there and beat Josh McDaniels with 4 days to prepare?
Who's your star receiver?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And we're still getting wins.
Because you're playing AFC South.
Bad teams.
Right.
Okay, we'll
name
see.
Name one good win you guys have. Name one good win you – name one good team you beat.
Insert third place podium meme.
Okay. All right.
Every good team you played, you lost.
Every year, we do this, and we want to talk about the Titans because they're not flashy. They're not entertaining. They're not the Pat Mahomes, but we're gritty, we're grindy, and when it gets down to it, we're the team you don't want to play when the game's on the line because we're going to outstrength you. We're going to put down. Like, you got to complain.
Which is exactly why you have one playoff win in the last 3 years.
I was about to say,
games get grindy, and when nobody wants to play because you're going to grind it out and
I said on the Titans podcast too is that we had one playoff run where Derrick Henry did bad by us, right? Then the next playoff run we had Tannehill that did bad by us and screwed us and didn't have great games. I promise you, this next playoff run we got, Tannehill nor Derrick Henry will make mistakes. They both went into their games. It was a little bit too big of a moment for them, but we've seen players have those moments and then bounce back from it. Everybody wants to count the Titans out as soon as they do one wrong thing, but we got players that didn't have experience in those moments, and now they got experience in those moments, and we're going to be dangerous.
And no receivers.
Can I say something?
Run game works.
On the live stream, Harish, with your backdrop that you have, it looks like Jeff Saturday's checking out your ass.
It looks like I'm sitting on your lap. Thank you, Jeff.
Daddy.
Hey, sir, you may have sat in something, sir. I hate to stare, but a little something on your pants there.
But, hey, Sam, I think I smelled a bet to Leonard's comment.
Refresh what the Titans say every year from Chris Norton. And that's facts. Sorry. It's Leonard Firestone's first year. Okay, yeah. You know how we know that it's his first season? Because Harish keeps calling him Leonard Fournette. That's how we know it's his first season. He's like,
well, I called him earlier, then I said Leonard, and then I said Leonard Fournette. So maybe
listen, Leonard Fournette. We got Leonard Fournette and Josh Allen on this podcast.
Listen, nobody's made a bigger faux pas than me this year when I called Trayvon Walker Trayvon Martin for like a whole episode of the Jaguars.
Oh, no.
So,
really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't know why. Like, I have no idea why. Just one of those weird mental slips, man. But give Leonard credit because none of these other powder puff Titans fans will come on half the time. And Leonard managed to, you know, him and RJ managed to spearhead an actual Titan show on the network. So,
four years,
better late than ever. But that's all right. Maybe you're screwed. Probably just as Ryan Hill's stats in the playoffs.
But, hey, You know, Leonard, you said that this is y'all's year, right?
Well, not our year, but our players are finally getting the exposure that needs. Like, well, we're still missing pieces to make like a full run, but like,
well, you said even with the missing pieces, right?
What'd you say, playoff, Lenny?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, our players that matter, which is Henry and Tannehill right now, have gotten playoff experience that they needed to have and had their mess ups. Now, if they go mess up again, yeah, you need to get going because we can't judge them off of one. But I feel that Henry came back last playoff mad because he knew that he messed up the year before, and then Tannehill dropped the ball this year, and Tannehill is pissed off this year at himself for dropping the ball last year. Like, are some of the things we don't take into consideration with some people's hearts and mentality on the field.
This year, Cheeseburger Burks will drop the ball, and then he'll be mad, and they'll come back next year.
This year, we got a lot of shit to fix with our GM shit.
You know I think is really mad? Jim Bob Cooter. He's coming back for
real. You don't want Jim Bob fired up at you. I'll tell you.
You know what, Leonard? I'll make a bet with you. All right. If the Titans are one playoff, they're knockout first round or first time in the playoffs.
One and none.
You save your beard. If the Titans go on, I'll save my beard.
That's kind of steep, dude.
You touch the beard, bro.
As a man.
Come on, man. I thought the Titans
that, yeah, but the beard is bro. Beard is a different thing.
This bet is brought to you by Manscaped.
By Manscaped, right?
We'll even ship you
the thing. We'll get the lawnmower 4.0 and everything.
If Leonard Firestone agrees to this bet, someone will win a lawnmower 4.0.
Yeah, no, we not touching the beard, man. We can bet, but beard's off limits, man.
No faith.
No, as a man who can't grow a beard very well, you know, there are a lot of people who would like to have nice beard.
Cody said, damn, so bald on both ends.
You trying to really have me out here looking like Mr. Clean for real? Like, I mean, you know, I got to have something.
Okay.
Oh, that's brutal.
All right, trim it down.
Solid two, solid two one.
Two guard.
Solid one. Down to a one.
Man, it's just my beard.
Okay, all right.
I've had this since I came out the military. Like, I pissed it off.
Okay, yeah, diet. Diet. What about that?
It's okay. Diet white.
Not the whole thing.
No, the whole thing.
Look, if I win, you have to diet Texans colors. If you win, I dye it mayo colors, okay?
Mayo colors. Blue and white.
Right.
As the hairstylist on this podcast, it's going to be really hard for you to dye it, but if you spray paint it and pick a picture, I feel like that suffices.
Yeah, I feel like
that's even better. Yeah. Sound good?
Sound good. I'm down with all that.
Right. Bet.
So hold on. Let me clarify for the receipts. If the Titans make the playoffs and they are one out, mm-hmm. like they don't win.
Correct.
Then okay. But if they do win in advance.
Bang, bang, mayo again. All over the beard right here. All right.
So we know now we're either buying sky blue. What is it? Or
baby,
blue
is
and
it powder
red.
Blue? Is it
Hellman's, powder it's blue? Hellman's blue.
It's
Hellman's
powder blue. It's powder blue.
Hellman's blue. I will make sure that I put that in the Amazon chart for the Fan Battle Network.
Oh my gosh.
Get ready.
I will do it live on stream. You have to do it live on stream.
That's fine.
It sounds even better.
And awesome.
It'll be washable. It'll wash out, you know. I won't sacrifice your beard.
I don't care
about
that.
Beard's still there, so I don't have no problem changing the colors of it and all that. That's fine.
I mean, I'm just saying, as a resident hairstylist, you'd have to bleach the crap out of it. And then, you know, I can't have y'all. Well, I'd rather you shave it than walk around with a bleach beard.
I could go get a bunch of those, like, Halloween spray paint hair color cans and just
that's what
get
I'm
it colored
about.
Real good. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So then it can wash out. Yeah. But right. we'll have it for blackmail purposes for later, you know?
All right, Matt, you're taking notes, right? You don't need to know how to wash all this out when the year comes to an end, all right?
Have you not watched the Titans in previous years? I'm good. I'm going.
I actually think you are too.
It's nice to hear the excitement back in your voice to know you have something to look forward to this season now.
Look, hey, nine.
Matt Briggs finally has a reason to watch the playoffs.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Look, nine sacks.
All thanks to the Titans.
Nine sacks, and they still lost to the Bengals.
Well, listen, no matter which one of you lose, you can always make sure that you can count on Manscaped to get it done for you. They have a very good shampoo that is gentle with cleansing. It will be great for your beard, and it will take out all the yuckiness of whatever trash team you put into your beard. And you can get it for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANBATTLE. That's all one word, FANBATTLE.
Helps you get the mayonnaise right out.
Who needs mayonnaise when you have Manscaped?
Great.
Leonard, anything else to add for your game since we hijacked it with a bet?
No, I mean, there's clearly a lot of things to do. That defense looks good right now. We have a ton of holes to fix on offense, especially this wide receiver core. They can't get open. When they do get open, they drop the ball. I mean, Malik even made a couple good passes to him a couple weeks ago, and they dropped them. Tannehill comes in this week, makes some good passes to him. They drop them. You just can't. When we put you in those situations, you got to make those plays. You got to catch them. And then we got to figure out our contract situations coming up in the offseason and the salary cap, or else we're about to see our whole team walk away.
I feel like I heard this song before 2 years
last year?
Ago. Yeah, last
like,
year.
I don't, like, 2 years ago. The biggest hole I have for our team is, like, the GM. Like, I like Robinson. Like, he scouts and drafts good, but, like, we can't keep nobody around. And it seems like every year we're recycling a team and recycling players. And Vrabel does good with what he has to deal with, but it seems like every year he's having to play with new pieces and figure out how they work in the system.
I think part of that is being in Tennessee.
It is. It is a little bit of that. But also, like, if you could have money, you could assign AJ. Tennessee wasn't the problem. True. The salary was the problem. So there is those issues.
The like the salary is probably correct. Where it is.
Well, right. Right, so, but, I mean, like, we draft players, and it seems like we can't even get them out to our full rookie contract out of them, let alone keep them around to actually build a player. So, but I don't know. Looking at salary cap, we ain't got much money. So let's just see what he does, because he's getting us good players in the draft, but they're not sticking around that we can develop and mature and grow with and build around.
Poverty franchises
so
abound.
You guys have a couple more days until – you guys are kicking off Thursday night football on the lamest.
Who do y'all play?
Packers.
The Packers.
Oh, fuck off. That's going to be another, like, eyesore. Like, every Thursday night game has been such an eyesore this year.
Except for the Chiefs and Chargers after that.
Except, like, week one.
Right. It went down here.
I don't know. Titans fans got to be a little more worried about the Packers now that they beat Dallas this weekend, right?
Let's do one
Packers
more.
Packers always beat Dallas.
One more share screen. Oh, here's Jim Bob Cooter, by the way.
He looks like a Jim Bob Cooter.
My favorite thing about Jim Bob Cooter is that back in like 2005, 2006, he was arrested for like burglary and drunk driving.
Hell yeah.
He looks like a Cooter.
He does.
I want to show y'all this. If I can get it. Ah! Where'd it go? I know.
Oh no.
I think it's
oh,
that
no.
second one. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying to find the page.
Well, look, it missed you.
That Gardner missed you? My goodness.
Who did that?
That is awesome.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's just... that was Gabriel Iglesias.
That's it.
Oh, no.
It really is, though. That's bad. That's really bad.
They're trolling.
Fire your barber. Fire your barber, sir.
Wow, that's brutal.
Let it go. Well, who do you project? Who do you project to win?
I project us to win. It's going to be close, but it's really what worries me the most is that Bud Dupree and Jeffrey Simmons are out too, and Jeffrey Simmons is in a boot, and we're going to need our defense to step up against Aaron Rodgers. The good thing that gives me hope in this situation is that like. Their wide receivers are almost them. They're like our wide receivers. They don't want to catch neither. And, yeah, they had what Watson had a good game last week. But, damn it, Akina Westbrook had a good game for us last week too. So they make their moments, but I don't feel a threat. If we can stop C.J. Dillon and Aaron
Jones,
thank you. If we can stop them and keep them contained, then we'll have a decent chance to make them receivers have to catch. Because, like, Rodgers going to make the throw, but the receivers aren't making the catches right now.
Yeah, this reminds me of a previous comment. Damn, bald on both ends.
Are they in Green Bay?
Yeah, we're playing in Green Bay.
Oh yeah, Green Bay wins by 30. That's not gonna be close. I'm sorry.
By pity.
We saw the last time the Titans were in Green Bay.
Yeah, no, we're not about to go there again and let LaFleur win again when he's been on Mike Vrabel's coaching tree. That's not gonna happen. We're gonna go back and get revenge for our coach. Watch, I promise you. Like it's their team ain't as deadly as it used to be, and we're gonna take advantage of it.
I mean, you're not lying there, but yeah.
That is true. You do beat the bad teams. That is very true.
Okay. I mean, at least we can get those taken care of.
I mean, that is actually partially. Yeah. Because if we could, we'd be in the same spot you're in, right?
Yeah, but you guys.
We actually beat the good teams.
You beat the fucking Chiefs, dude.
Yeah,
the Colts beat the Chiefs.
Speaking of the Colts.
Speaking of, yes. Jeff Saturday. Everybody give a round of applause. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. Round of applause for Jeff Saturday.
Shake my hand, coach.
He's got your back, literally.
Okay. Out here winning football games looking like Joel Osteen's older brother.
He totally does.
Listen, man. I don't care who he looks like. He can look like Jim Bob Cooter for all I care if the offensive line is blocking the way they did yesterday.
Well,
for Matt Ryan.
We didn't. I mean, are the Patriots any good? Like,
you mean the Raiders?
The Raiders. Sorry, no, I'm reading it. The screen says not Patriots.
Oh really. Yeah, it does. That, you know.
Yeah, that's my fault. That would be pre. That I'm would be fired. Pre-production. Are the Raiders any?
Matt, we'll talk after the show.
Right.
Yeah, you're fired.
I won't see me again. I'm refired.
Are the Raiders any good? The Jaguars beat them, but are the Raiders any good?
I don't think so.
Jeff Saturday came in.
But I mean, think about it, right? After the week we had last week, Jeff Saturday basically had two practices, right? And then they go out and they play that game. In two practices, the offensive line has played the second best game they've played all season. I mean, it goes back to show what I've been saying all season. This isn't a bad team. It was just very poorly coached. I've said it all year. I know this roster is really good. It was just poorly coached, and that's really what it comes down to. Matt Ryan comes back like an hour before kickoff.
Yeah, but do you expect? Can I ask you this? Besides game analysis, like true, like friend to friend, right now, like pretend like nobody else is here. Did you really expect Jeff Saturday to turn this team around?
No, I didn't know what to expect.
Well, so you were shocked.
I said that last. I don't know if I was. I don't know what to expect.
I wasn't. You want to know why? Because every interim head coach wins the game after they get that position.
Yeah.
Correct.
Except for one. The record's like 76-1. Like every person that takes over for the team. Yeah. They, like Urban Meyer, when y'all fired him, the next game y'all won.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And it's kind of
weird.
And it's kind of. It's kind of hard to judge Jeff Saturday after this game because, like I said, like it's the first game. You need to get some film and understand what he's going to do. There was a lot of uncertainties going into this game. But also, like the Raiders players, there's a lot of players that aren't playing. They're not out there giving it their all, and it shows out there on the field, too. Yeah. They have a lot of issues with people just going out there collecting the check and ain't trying to play.
Well, I will give it to Jeff Saturday. He is the only coach to call – the team he's playing trash on social media and beat that team. So
it's amazing.
I will give it.
But it's definitely an energy change in that Colts atmosphere that you just can't deny.
You can't, but there's a couple things, right? Josh McDaniels is the new Frank Reich. That Raiders team is not bad. Josh McDaniels just sucks ass from a straw. Like that's really the problem.
Right? I think so.
That Raiders team is stacked. Like they have got talent. Like you can't sit there and tell me they have more talent than the Colts do. Personally, like Derek Carr is not bad. Devontae Adams is one of the best receivers in the league. Hunter Renfrow is unreal in the slot. Darren Waller is one of the best tight ends. So you can't sit there and tell me it's a bad team, right?
No.
Very poorly coached.
You forgot Josh Jacobs too.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Waller and Renfrow is hurt right now too.
You could argue they're not playing well, but they have talent.
They have talent, right. And the Colts for 8 weeks, I don't know why it took 8 weeks to figure this out. They're not a bad team. They just weren't playing well. Like, it literally looked like they came out and just like, all right, oh yeah, we, you know what, maybe we, oh, it's third quarter, maybe we should start playing now. Like, eight, we'd scored 13 points in the first half yesterday. That's the most we'd score all season. Like,
yeah, you guys did a real weird thing. You gave the ball to your star running back too.
Yeah, it was so strange. It's like, oh wait, you mean if you get the players on your team that are good, they'll do good things? Holy hell! Like, so, but well, again, kind of to your point though, it's one game, right? Next week is the Eagles. Well, you can't really judge a team off of division games because division games are just different, right? Playing the Commanders. Yeah, the Commanders suck, but again, it's a division game. Man, if that's what we get, oh, that would be kind of...
That's a good...
there's a meme. It's the flex tape guy, and it's Jim Irsay, and the Colts season leaking, and he slaps the flex tape Jeff Saturday.
The weird thing, though, I'm like in this space of weirdness, right? Because now it's like I wanted to tank and get the quarterback we need, right, for the future. Now if we win next week and you kind of like semi-win the rest of the year, now you're in that like 8-8 range, 7-9 range, and you don't really get high enough. So if you're going to go out and win, you need to go out on a big win streak to get yourself to like 10-7 or 11-5 or whatever that is, right? Because at this point, if you do anything less and you end up 8-8-1, it would suck. Like, I think that would be worse than tanking. And just losing every game.
Literally one more, and then I'm done. I gotta show this one. This is Harish right now.
I didn't say that.
I just remember last week's episode, and now this one. It was great.
Here's the thing. I already know who I want for my head coach and my
who is GM. That?
Jim Bob Cooter.
I want Lewis Riddick as my next GM. And I want D'Amico Ryans as my next head coach. Like, I'm set on what I want next year. And Riddick this is kind of going to ruin that. Like, Lewis Riddick, to me, would be phenomenal for this team.
That's a good scout right there.
Yeah. And, again, Chris just said it. Frank Wright lost to this exact same team last year. And they were probably just as bad as they are right now. So, coaching matters, believe it or not.
But, yeah, but we. I don't know. Who would have thought? My thing is, who would have thought? I don't even think Jim Irsay, who said we're not tanking because we picked him, even thought that would like.
I don't think Jim Irsay knows what day it is half the time, so I'm not sure you can take what he says.
Jim Irsay probably thinks it's like week two,
like me. Me and Jim Irsay are on the same wavelength. He's probably got a bunch of baby mamas too.
You wished it was week two. He thinks it's week two.
That's true.
Any interest in Sean Payton if you're a Colts fan, Harish?
No,
he can't coach for a couple more years, right? When is he eligible to coach again?
He's hogtied by the Saints, right? So they basically have to give him up in order for him to be eligible to go sign some.
Or if he buys out his contract,
I think it's 2024 is the contract up by. So yeah, either buy out the contract or wait till 2024. I think.
Or they trade, or somebody trades, right? They correct. Make a trade.
Yeah,
that's what I need. I need to pull a Jeff Saturday and just get a big fat NFL coaching contract and get fired after the first year and just get paid millions of dollars to do nothing.
But here's 4 years the thing: Jeff Saturday's contract is only for this year. It's a game contract. It's literally for the rest of the season, and then he's gone after that. For all intents,
we'll see.
Unless he like goes on a run, right? He's basically now, gone.
Let me ask, do you expect Jeff Saturday? I won't even say the Colts anymore because it's the Indianapolis Jeff Saturdays.
Jeff Saturdays?
Do you expect the Saturdays to beat the Eagles?
No.
Okay, thank you. I was about to be like, don't be a homer.
Especially if they lose to the Commanders. I don't think.
Yeah, if they lose to the Commanders. Now, if we were at home, I'd give them a shot, but I think we're in Philly.
Yeah.
If we're in Philly, absolutely not, because Philly fans are going to think they're like the worst team in the world today if they lose to the Commanders. That's just what Philly fans do.
That's what I think.
They throw batteries at Santa Claus. So.
Actually, we're at home. I don't think we win either way. I think we lose by like 3. I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
No, it's in Indy.
I know. I just saw.
Oh,
that's why I said I think we lose by like 3. I think it's going to be like 27-24. But okay. winning still this game is the biggest fear I have. And I won't even be able to watch the game. I have to go to a conference next week. So that's going to be interesting. I won't even be able to watch.
But you'll be able to get texts?
Because
I'll be like, dude, they're up by 21 right now.
Here's the thing. Thanks to iOS 16, Jeff I fucking have live Saturday. Events. So I'll have the live activity up on my phone so I can just open my phone and go there. So
I'm going to call your Thank boss you. And tell him that.
I'll call him and tell him too.
Tell him that don't allow him to have his data turned on. Only I'll allow him to get him text message.
Yeah, I'll call him and tell him too. You want me to, you actually, I'll just message him real quick.
Yeah, let him know.
Hey, Sam says... You suck.
What's he gonna do? Fire me? All right. Well, any final comments?
No.
Okay. Tell us where to find you, Matt. Where do we find you?
On Wednesday nights, 8:30 Central PM. You find me on the Texas Fan Bottle Podcast, where me, Crenshaw, and VT cry because our team sucks so badly, and on Twitter. A1, day one, Texans.
Losers first, Josh Allen.
Hey. You can find me at Josh Gives Up on Twitter and Tuesday nights on Jaguar with me and my co-host Matt Grieve, where we talk about sadness, as always. So, don't be sad with us.
Third place losers, Harish.
You can find me on Twitter while I tweet about how shitty the Colts are, except for yesterday.
And what's your handle?
My handle is at Frank Reich is already fired. Just kidding. At the Uncle Gandhi.
And third in the AFC South, or the AFC first in the AFC South. They won this week, but they think they're winners, but they're lucky winners.
Bang, bang, mayo game.
If we was lucky, we would have kept AJ. But Thursday night, you can catch us. You can catch me and my co-host RJ on the Titans Coliseum podcast, 8:30 Central Time. You can catch me on all platforms at 1L Firestone.
1L Firestone. And you can find me, Sammy Football with an I, on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Make sure you follow us as a whole on AFCSFB. It stands for AFC South Fan Battle on Twitter. And Fan Battle Network on YouTube. If you guys are not on there, make sure you go on there and subscribe so you can get all of the podcasts, including all the ones that they just mentioned. And Harish is not on the You Don't Know Jack podcast, but we have the You Don't Know Jack podcast. That's our Colts podcast. And they are on which days?
Tuesdays at 8:15 Central.
Yes. So.
Yep. Fastest way to find Sam is in Dewey Wingard's mentions on Twitter, because Dewey Wingard is her favorite player.
Yeah, you can find me in Andrew Wingard or Jalen Ramsey's mentions, but he's got them turned off.
Hashtag so facts.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Peace.
Tyson, about to be the clash of the Titans. Strike like a lightning bolt. You feel the ground pounding, that might be the coast. Quick like a jolt, like to hit when provoked. Don't you doubt that, that's a Jaguar.